The spring equinox occurred at 8:15 this morning in Alaska, and no, that doesn't mean you can balance a raw egg on end. But it does mean the sun is directly over the equator, giving equal amounts of daylight and darkness around the world. Brian Bretschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment says the March equinox is often confused with the first day of spring.
It is not the first day of spring, as if we're talking about climate, which that's what we're doing. If you're an astronomer, we would consider this the first day of astronomical spring. And I know all our calendars say, you know, first day of spring, and people saying happy spring, first day of spring. It's not the first day of spring from the climate point of view. It is the 20th day of spring. We like to use whole calendar months, and that actually tends to work really well. So March, April, May is going to be our spring season.
And does the equinox mean anything in terms of climate?
No, it means absolutely nothing. You know, except for, you know, it's a point of reference of solar energy. So we have, you know, everywhere on the Earth basically has about the same amount of daylight on the spring equinox as they do on the fall equinox. So we can use that as a measure of solar input. But other than that, there's really no climatological significance.
Okay. We have the same amount of daylight today as we do in the September equinox. Why is it so much colder in the spring then?
That's a great question. So here in March, obviously, we have snow on the ground. It's, you know, in the teens in the northern part of the state. It's in the 20s in the interior, 30s in the southern part of the state. In September, we would have temperatures in the 40s, 50s, and even 60s. A big difference. So the main reason for that is what we call thermal lag. So the Earth is about two-thirds ocean water, and that ocean water takes a long time to heat up in the summer. And so we see the warmest temperatures, you know, after the summer solstice. But then conversely, it takes a long time for it to cool off coming into the spring. So even though the shortest day of the year with the least solar input was late December, it takes a long time for that that summer heat to dissipate. But then it takes a long time for the new solar energy to start to warm that water up. So when you have two-thirds of the Earth, that's water. It's got that cold, cold air, the cold temperatures from the winter. It just takes a long time for it to start to warm up.
Is the time between the spring and the fall equinox equal?
So we might think, okay, hey, we're halfway there. We're halfway from the low point of winter to the high point of summer. But we're actually still a couple days away. It's going to happen on March 22nd. And the reason for that is we have this elliptical orbit. So it actually, we move slower around the sun during the time from the March equinox over to the fall equinox, so the warm half of the year. So the warm half of the year is actually about 186 days, whereas the cold half of the year is about 178 days. So it's about 7.5, 8 days longer. And we see that reflected, say, in the summer, where up on the North Slope, they have more days with no sunset than they have in the winter, no days with sunrise. So so we actually, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we actually get a little bit longer warm season than we have a cold season in the winter.
Brian Bretschneider is a climatologist based in Anchorage with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He checks in with Alaska's Energy Desk each week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.